So all the time he was underground and the object of an international manhunt, for 16 years of him being on the run, you could find fugitive Whitey Bulger in the movies.
I'm gonna get you.
If you coulda, you woulda. But I guess you like to go at your own pace. Excuse me. Got a date with some angels.
Jack Nicholson, of course, in the movie The Departed, playing a Boston mobster inspired by the legendary James Whitey Bulger, who was finally arrested last night, captured in beautiful Santa Monica, California. He was on the FBI's 10 most wanted list, indicted on 19 murders, a legendary fugitive and object of an FBI manhunt. Boston Globe columnist Kevin Cullen, somebody's got to get to work on a sequel, huh?
Oh, my goodness. Do you know how many books are going to come out of this? And all the, if the funny thing is, I think Whitey will write a book now because he's the only one that hasn't.
Well, he'll have time.
Yeah, no exactly. Kidding. He's going to have a lot of time in his hands. The only way this story could have been better is if, like, Pakistani special forces went in and took him out.
Well, they're knocking those guys off the most wanted list, OBL and now Bulger. How did you hear about the news?
I actually, believe it or not, I got woken up by somebody in Ireland. There was always, by the Irish National Radio, RTE, because they wanted me to go on to talk about it. There was always this silly story suggesting that Whitey was hiding in Ireland, and I remember writing this maybe 15 years ago when I was based in Ireland. I said the last place on earth he would go would be Ireland, because it's one thing that the FBI wanted him. The IRA wanted him, because he was involved in a very major gun-running operation to the IRA in 1984, in which two senior members of the IRA were captured and put in prison for 10 years. And when it came out that Whitey was an informant, there was great interest within the IRA of actually catching him and interrogating him. I said the last place he would have went is Ireland. And one thing, I know one guy in the Irish, the National Police Force, the Garda Síochána, he's the liaison on the West Coast with American authorities. So whenever the FBI would come in to look for Whitey Bulger in Ireland, he'd pick them up at Shannon Airport. And I asked him, I said, Joe, do they ever really have any good solid leads? Do they ever really get near anything? And he says, no, but they always bring their golf clubs.
Well, what do you think? I mean, first of all, hi, Kevin. The last time I saw you, we were speaking at that conference in Boston.
Nice to hear from you again.
What do you think this is in terms of news about the FBI? This is good news? The FBI always gets its man? Or bad news, it took you 16 years to catch an 81-year-old?
I think it depends who's telling that story. I think this is a great day for the FBI. I wonder what kind of a year it's going to be, though, because, I mean, and I have long argued this. I sat through John Connolly. The narrative to this point is that there was a corrupt loan agent named John Connolly who protected Whitey Bulger out of fealty to his brother, William Bulger, who was a senior politician, the president of the Senate here in Massachusetts. And this is a loyalty that went back to the neighborhood. They grew up in Southie in South Boston, and they grew up in the same housing project together. And the FBI agent was taking care of the local gangster and all that. But, you know, that was a great movie line and a great storyline, but it was patently false because it went so far beyond John Connolly. There were senior supervisory agents in the FBI that knew what was going on. And this was always sort of a confidence game. It was the FBI wanted to take out the mafia, and to do that, they enlisted a whole series of informants. Now, the problem with enlisting Whitey Bulger as an informant to take out the mafia here in Boston is that it ignored the salient fact that Whitey Bulger was one of the hired assassins for the mafia.
There you go.
When they wanted to kill people,
they
like,
knew who to
who
call.
Do you call.
Exactly.
You call Whitey. Kevin. And, I mean, even the FBI tapes in the 1980s that came out when they were taking down the leadership of the mafia in Boston. And I'm not – the mafia in Boston, these guys were evil, venal men. But they didn't kill as many people as Whitey Bulger did. That was the problem in Boston is that there was a national strategy for the FBI. And national strategies don't work in the regional differences in America. And in Boston, the most feared, the most dangerous criminals in Boston were Whitey Bulger and his partner in crime, Steve Fleming.
And they're also
actually protected informants of the FBI throughout their criminal reign,
the
which
most
is just
protected,
crazy.
In fact, and ultimately not protected for longer than 16 years. Kevin Cullen, columnist for the Boston Globe, been reporting on Whitey Bulger for 30 years, finally arrested in Santa Monica. Thanks, Kevin.
Thank you, John.